Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Plady. African-Americans and Hispanics with major depressive disorders are less likely to get a prescription for antidepressants than Caucasian patients. That's one of the findings of a new study out of the University of Michigan. So why is that happening? Raj Balkrishnan is an associate professor at the College of Pharmacy and the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan. He is the principal investigator in the study. He joins me now to explain. Raj, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Mike.
It sounds like a problem here that there's actually a difference in the rate of antidepressants prescribed to patients based on race. Just how much less likely are African Americans and Hispanics to get these medications than Caucasians?
In some cases, Mike, they were almost 50% less likely to get these medications compared to Caucasian patients.
50% less likely. That is very significant. So what is the understanding of why that is occurring?
Well, you know, our research into this issue has shown that many of the minority patients, both African Americans and Hispanics, do not get access to the real movers and pushers type of doctors who are considered key opinion leaders in their field. Our study was focused on the access to the newest antidepressants which enter the market. So one of the things I found in my research is that many of the patients do not get access to the latest and best over there. It's a combination of several things. It's a combination of socioeconomic factors. It's a combination of lack of health insurance, you know, things like that. So I think all these factors combine to basically, affect the quality of pharmaceutical care, which minority patients receive.
Do we know if African-American and Hispanic patients are maybe preferring not to take SSRIs and other antidepressant medications at a higher rate than Caucasians?
Yes. Yeah, so the other issue which gets to it, you know, again, I've studied both factors. I've studied beliefs and attitudes about medications and the Western system of medicine, as well as insurance and socioeconomic issues, and how each of these factors actually contributes to medication access and medication taking behaviors. And what I have found in my research is that although health beliefs and attitudes play a small role in the issue, but the major factor is access to health care, to quality health care. With Hispanic populations, we find many of them lack health insurance completely, and that is a major reason why they do not get access to the latest and best out over there. With African American patients, we see a lot of them have types of insurance which are not necessarily accepted by the key opinion leaders in the field, and that I think affects the quality of the latest and best medications they receive.
So these are African American and Hispanic patients that do go to a doctor. They are diagnosed as having depression, but they leave the office without a prescription to an antidepressant, basically.
Right. Many of them actually end up that way. And we did this study over a 15-year period. And this study basically covers the whole of the United States. So it's not limited to one region or anything, but this sort of gives you a national picture of the way things are happening.
I'm talking to Raj Balkrishnan. He's an associate professor at the University of Michigan College of Pharmacy and also the School of Public Health. You also found that Medicare and Medicaid patients are less likely to get the newest generation of antidepressants. Does that basically have to do with the reimbursement rates doctors are getting from these patients?
Yes, I think so. I think it's not only the reimbursement rates, but also I think a lot of the as I said, the key opinion leaders in the field do not accept Medicare and Medicaid patients because of their low reimbursement rates. And that's why I think it sort of affects the access of these patients to the latest and best medications which are out there.
When you talk about these newer versus older antidepressants, are the newer ones always better, or is that not necessarily the case?
Well, the way the evolution of the antidepressants has happened in the United States, the newer medications are actually more safer. They also have less addiction and tolerance issues than some of the older medications. So, yes, the newer medications in this class of medications are definitely much more safer and much more effective.
So is the study basically finding that those that have private health insurance and have the finances necessary are getting simply better psychological treatment than those that don't?
Well, yes. I think what it actually points out to is this issue of timeliness of care. So I think eventually people do probably end up getting the level of care they need to, but the issue of getting immediate access to the latest and best over there, yes, what you say is true. That people who have commercial insurance, people who have, your typical, white, commercially insured patient with depression is more likely to get the latest antidepressant out over there.
You also found that sole practitioners compared to non-owners are 25% less likely to prescribe antidepressants. Why do you think ownership status plays a role here?
Well, I think it sort of ties in with the type of patients which are seen by the physician. So again, I think if you're a small practitioner who's not a part of a large firm, you're more likely, I think, to accept patients who have differing types of insurance. And I think that's what it gets to is you are more likely to be a physician who is much older in a rural area. So when we've looked at the characteristics of the sole prescriber, we usually find a particular demographic of physician who is more likely to be older, less likely to be a believer of the newer form of medications.
Well, we hear a lot, too, here in the state. We just passed this autism coverage bill, but there's the discussion of the fact that we don't have mental health parity coverage. Is that an underlying factor that when it comes to insurance, it doesn't cover these kinds of medications?
No, I think this is a really big issue. I think there is a lot of disparities in the coverage of medications, especially for those conditions which are termed as pre-existing conditions by healthcare insurers. So it inevitably happens that most of the patients with pre-existing chronic conditions, or as you mentioned, mental health conditions, ultimately have to depend on government types of insurance or other types of insurance which cover them, even though they have a pre-existing condition. And this is where they fall into this quality hole, whereby it sort of becomes this vicious cycle. Even though they have insurance, it does not necessarily translate into sort of the best quality of care which they have to receive.
And finally, when you look at this enormous difference in race, this 50% difference of the likelihood of African Americans and Hispanics being prescribed antidepressants as compared to Caucasians, do you expect the Affordable Care Act and the changes that are coming with that to change that dramatically?
Yes, I think so. I think obviously that one is still a dream. It's far from being a reality. But I think yes. If those things do come to pass, we are going to increase the access of medications, effective medications to everybody who deserves them. Many of the safe and effective medications are not as expensive as we think. It just requires some policies in place and also improving channels of access so that people who really need the medication get them in a timely fashion.
Raj Balkrishnan, an associate professor at the University of Michigan College of Pharmacy, also at the School of Public Health. Raj, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.